The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers are 5-2 in conference play and 8-3 overall. Wisconsin visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, it's been kids came back and excited for this week and opportunity to go up to Minnesota and, you know, a real rivalry game for our kids, I think both programs, and playing for the Paul Bunyan Axe. It's always a good week, and kids are excited about it, and liked yesterday, and looking forward to a good week of preparation and going up and playing a very good Minnesota team.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Andy Gruber with St. Paul's Pioneer Press.
Hey, Paul, thanks for taking the time.
Sure.
I know that you've been around this game, the battle for Paul Bunyan's Axe, for a long time. Are there any memories or big instances that kind of stand out in your mind about this game and the importance of this rivalry?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a ton of memories. You know, I was fortunate, growing up watching it, and then my dad was on the staff, and so, you know, the game seemed like it meant more than just a fan. But then I remember at the end when my dad was coaching at Platteville, and me and him would go up, and we're going and sitting outside kind of in the corner at Memorial Stadium watching the game, and then I got a chance to play in it, and having been able to coach in a number of years, and great memories, and really some been a part of and seen some great football games, and it's a real rivalry. It's one of the things that I think, you know, rivalries and traditions make college football special, and I think, you know, Wisconsin, Minnesota can be proud of the game and the battle for the Axe, and it means a ton to all the people involved, and I know it means everything to our team. And so it's a fun one to be around. But the memories, a lot of them, and boy, a lot of great players have played in the game and both teams. And there's a ton of tradition to the longest rivalry.
Coach, is there anything kind of that looks as like a particular challenge in a Tracy Clay's coach team now?
I can't say, compared to Coach Hill, you watch who they are this year, right? And so, when I watch the film, and I'm not saying I'm right, but, you know, I don't say, boy, I can tell the difference here. I think it's a very well-coached team, and I think, you know, offensive unit, their defense unit, special teams play, they got good players, and you see some stand out, and they know what they're doing. They play fast. They execute what looks like what they're trying to get done. I just think it's a. I thought that, and watching it, you know, all year long, not just when Coach Kill stepped aside, but it's a good football team, well coached, and good football players playing it. It's a heck of a challenge.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And as a reminder, to ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Phil Miller with Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Phil.
Morning, Coach. I wanted to ask you a little bit about Joel, and I realize you weren't there for his entire career as quarterback, obviously, but
correct.
How do you think, in the season you've seen him, what do you think, how will Joel be remembered at Wisconsin, and he has beaten Minnesota three times. How do you think he approaches the rivalry game?
Well, I think, trying to answer all of the questions there, you know, I was with him his freshman year and then, you know, was away, and so I've enjoyed getting back with Joel and appreciate the work and the effort, you know, and who he is, who he has become, and kind of as a teammate and one of the leaders of this team, and how he'll be remembered, you know what, we still got this game, and we've earned the right for another game. So not people are going to choose to remember him however they want to. You know, he's been a part of some very good teams, and individually he's had some great moments, and certainly anyone that's played that long is going to have some moments where it didn't go exactly how you'd hoped. And I know that this game, kind of talking about this game for Joel, I know it's one of the things I appreciate about him is every game's, you know, he goes about the right way, and every game's big, and I think he appreciates the opportunity to play. And yet this game is, you know, it is a real rivalry game, and I think it's special to all the players involved, you know, not just Joel. But I think he's excited every week to play, and you know, each week presents different challenges, which present different opportunities, and looking forward to that. But I know he respects the game and the rivalry, respects Minnesota. I know that we've, in the off season when we're studying them, he would talk about it, and this week, and so it's kind of how I'd want him to think. I appreciate that out of him.
How is he health wise? Bounced back from the disappointment of the end last Saturday.
Yeah, he you know, it's, I think you said it, bounced back, and that's what you know, I think he's done that, and I know he's about going forward, and so I feel good with where he's at.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Have a good day.